pray a parole hearing for John Shun, ABC number 63628. Mr. Shun has waived his appearance at the hearing today. Mr. Shun is serving, he's approximately 50 years old, serving 28 years for the crime of kidnapping, and has a future sentence of sexual assault for 28 years. So this is a 512B or absolute discharge hearing. We'd be considering parole to that next sentence, the sexual assault sentence. Mr. Shun has previously served three other sentences that were running concurrent. One of those was burglary in the first degree, for which he served 20 years. Another was armed robbery, for which he served 28 years. And the third was, actually, two more counts of kidnapping, each of which he served 28 years. Those all ran concurrent. And then the kidnapping, the one he's currently serving, was consecutive to those four. Mr. Shun became eligible for this parole on December 25th, 2017. The crime that resulted in these sentences occurred on January 18th, 1993, when he was about 25 years old. He was convicted in a jury trial on June 2nd, 2000, and was sentenced on June 13th, 2000. He did appeal, and the appeal, his conviction was affirmed on March 13, 2001. Mr. Shun has a lengthy criminal history dating back to 1986 that includes arrests for indecent exposure, sexual assault, kidnapping, burglary, attempted sexual assault, for which he served 7.5 years, public sexual indecency, for which he received probation but was revoked, and he served 2 years in prison, sexual assault, kidnapping, weapons charge, obstruction, for which he received another probation, and that was revoked, and he served 1.5 years, theft, burglary, and the instant offenses. He has a lengthy discipline history that includes one major, and actually a moderate discipline history, one major and four minors, the most recent being October 24th, 2017, for false reporting a minor. Sir, do you want to ask?
Well, I have no news to continue.
Okay. This is his second parole hearing on this sentence, this particular sentence, the previous being denied. He has no letters of support from the family, and there are no supporters or victim representatives in the room today. He owes $1,336 on restitution, and it should be noted that there's a letter of opposition from county attorney dated March 14, 2018. For which Mr. Shun continues to deny his guilt, that involved his entering a strip club and holding three women at gunpoint and forcing one of them to perform fellatio on him. I am not, in the totality of this, I am not viewing Mr. Shun as a good candidate for parole. However, I would listen to any input from fellow board members. Hearing no comments from fellow board members, I'm going to make a motion to deny 412B and absolute discharge to Mr. Shun. And based on the date of the crime, to recommend a one-year set-off for Mr. Shun's next hearing.
Agreed.
Okay, who was the second? I'm sorry. Who seconded?
I seconded.
Mr. Johnson seconded. Okay, so motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed by Dr. Wright, Mr. Neal, and Mr. Quinones. The reasons for denial, serious and deviant offense, trauma to the victim, multiple victims, I'm going to check victim harassment, violated previous probation, parole, history of assaultive behavior, prior criminal history, repeat offender. I'll say recent disciplinary because it was 2017, history of assaultive behavior, and those will be the reasons for this denial. And this concludes Mr. Shun's hearing.
Okay.